This is the best of FM 104's phone show. Phone and text lines for this program are now closed. Any call or text you make will not count, but you may still be charged.
You're very welcome back. 53104 for 20 cent. We came across an article earlier on written by a very well-known vlogger who basically says guys are kind of ticking it off their wish list or their bucket list to be with a black girl. Join us on the line is Philomena. Hiya, Philomena.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you're very welcome to F104. So,
thank you.
Tell us, we came across this earlier, we thought it was very interesting. So, you have been on Plenty of Fish, the dating website.
I have, yeah.
Right, and you've been receiving a lot of attention from guys who, oh, well, I mean, look, it's a dating website, but you think you've been receiving a lot of attention from guys purely based on your skin colour?
Yeah.
Right, so, I mean, you obviously, you have a problem with that.
I mean, like, I just feel that, like, it wasn't so much on Tinder, it was more so on Plenty of Fish. I just found a lot of men who would message me, like, immediately they'd say to me, oh, wow, you know, I love your black skin, or, like, a beautiful black girl, and as opposed to just saying you're a beautiful girl. So yeah. Why is it that my race is the first thing that comes to mind when you think that I'm beautiful, you know? So it's just, I don't understand why it's happening, because it's not like I present myself in a certain way.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah.
And it's not like, you know, when you're Plenty of Fish, you know, profile, you're kind of screaming, I'm black. It just happens to be. I mean, no, you're right, though, because I'm thinking, like, people on Tinder don't kind of message someone and go, God, I love your blonde hair, or, you know, I love your blue eye. You know, you're just chatting to people normally. It never really kind of comes up. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Is that something then, as a black woman living in Ireland, is that something that you kind of get offended at, that people might, for some reason, focus in on your skin colour rather than, say, your personality?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, like, years ago, before I used Tinder or Plenty of Fish or anything like that, I would walk into a bar, and if someone approached me, I'd never for a second think that, oh, he, you know, has something to do with my race. Whereas now, because of all the attention I've been getting on these websites, because of my race, I would immediately think that if I went out tomorrow night and someone approached me, the first thing I think would be, oh, well, here's someone else with black girl fetish. Like, you know, so it's just, it does impact how you...
Yeah.
Your future interactions, like, so.
I mean, you're right in the article earlier on that you think it fetishizes your race, which is something I haven't heard before, fetishize, but fair enough, whatever people are into. But I mean, is it just okay? Because when I was reading it, I was thinking, right, say if I was, you know, chatting you up, filming, don't worry, I won't. But but if I was, I wouldn't mention, like, oh, geez, I love black women or whatever. But at the same time, maybe it is just something, I'm not going to say it's unusual because it's not like we don't have black people in Ireland, but maybe it's just something that you don't see as often as you would. So maybe that's what they're just attracted to, the fact you look maybe a little bit more unusual than your normal Irish girl.
I guess, like, maybe if it is a case of, you know, maybe I'm different, but there's still a way of approaching it. You don't have to do it the way they're doing it. Like, it's very, very offensive. I mean, if someone's race has a massive bearing on whether or not they're deemed lustful or desirable, then to me, that's a fetish. Like, I'm being fetishized. So, like, there's other people in the world who, you know, don't approach women like this. So why should you? I don't get it.
I suppose speaking for a lot of men here, because I know even from doing it before in the phone show, a lot of Irish men, for some reason, well, maybe because a lot of them are gorgeous looking, love Brazilian women, because, I mean, they're very good looking women. They seem like a bit of crack. They got, you know, in general, Brazilian women seem to, and guys as well, seem to have a great sense of humour. So is that just not just what you're into, that people like Brazilian women, that it's not necessarily fetishizing a Brazilian woman, that people for whatever reason like black women?
But again, I'm just bringing it back to this whole case of, you know, if you're approaching me and within 5-10 minutes of having a conversation, you're mentioning my race, then that, to me, I would see that as me being sexualized. I would think that the only reason why you're even having this conversation with me is because of you know, my race. Whereas if we just chatted and we got on well and, you know, things just went the way they do, and that's fine. Like, you wouldn't give me a reason to think that unless you actually brought it up, and that's what's happening. People are bringing this up almost immediately, so I have no choice but to think that.
And what were some of the things, Philomena, that people were saying to you?
Oh, like, oh, my ex was black. Oh, hey, how are you? I'm like, oh, I'm grand. Like, right. Oh, right, you know, I've been with black women before. It's like, I never had that, but okay, it's good to know.
Oh, God, I'd say you were relieved when they said that. I've been with black women before. Oh, thank God. So you don't have to teach them anything, Philomena, yeah. I mean, look, I mean, there's obviously idiots.
That's good to know, like.
Look, there's obviously idiots on dating websites that, and maybe some of them are on dating websites because, you know, that's the only way they can kind of communicate with the opposite sex personally. Yeah. But I don't know, I kind of... it's hard for me to kind of speak because obviously being a white male in Ireland is quite a common thing. So I've never had any experience of someone pointing out something like that.
I've actually been asked by Irishmen. I've actually been asked, like, oh, have you ever been with an Irishman before? Like, I've been in Ireland for more than half my life. What do you think? Like, you know, so...
As if that's something to write home about, you know? Are we that... Is it that big of a deal? Like, it'd be different if he said, you know what I mean, have you been with, I don't know, an Ecuadorian before, you might go, fair enough. An Irish guy, I'd say we're quite disappointing, to be honest.
Yeah, so.
I mean, someone says, I have a Brazilian girlfriend and they're not all cracked up. They're not all, it's cracked up to be, someone says, on 5314. Well, there you go. We just disappoint a lot of people. But I suppose, when I read it at first, I was kind of thinking, you have a point because no person kind of wants, you know, within 5 minutes for someone to bring up your race. But at the same time, I'm kind of thinking, well, maybe they are only interested in you because someone is attracted to black women. Do you know what I mean? That's kind of why they're talking to you. I mean, they're not talking to you on a dating website out of the goodness of their heart. They obviously are attracted to you. And one of the main reasons is because they're attracted to black women. I personally don't see anything wrong with it, but at the same time, it's not been said to me.
Well, this is it, Jai. I just feel like, I feel like we're living in a world where people who don't go through certain experiences, like, you know, being sexualized because of their race, they feel like it's something that doesn't exist or doesn't happen. So, like, I can't expect you to understand if you've never experienced it. Whereas in me, I have experienced it. And again, it's just, there's more to me than this, but you see this physical aspect of me, there's a lot more. So that's why I would find it offensive.
Absolutely. And in fairness, there's a lot more to everyone than's probably on a dating website. But I suppose that's the only thing you can physically see on a dating website is the physical look. So I suppose before you get to know someone. But at the same time, to point out, you know, I've been with black women before is ridiculous. Like, he's in a job interview and he's saying his previous experience. It is ridiculous. But that's Irish guys for you as well. Like, half of us are dumb. Like, I would imagine, Philomena... come on. Like, I would imagine half... Has this put you off then, online dating?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I only lasted on Plenty of Fish for about 2.5 months. I don't know, that might be long for some people, but for me, like, 2.5 months, and then barely lasted a month on Tinder. So, maybe the real world will work for me. Who knows?
So, based on that, I mean, look, we were talking in the office beforehand, and I was kind of saying, I could see, and, you know, please don't take offence to this, Philomena.
Oh,
but
I can say?
Here we go, yeah. But no, I could see how you would stick out a little bit more on a dating website, because I would imagine, I think you're up in Drogheda, I would imagine a lot of girls on these dating websites in Drogheda would be your typical Irish-looking girls, you know, pale skin, freckles, you know, probably used to play for the local GA team, whatever. And then suddenly you pop up, not looking like a typical girl from Drogheda, and I think the eye is immediately attracted to you. I mean, there's a lot of women, I suppose, and probably men, Philomena, who would love that much attention on dating websites, but just not yourself.
No, I think there's a different type of attention. Like, there's positive attention, but to me that's quite negative because it's not making me feel in a good way. So for me, that's not positive attention. That's not the kind of attention that I would want.
Yeah.
I don't think it's.
Yeah, or maybe just how you go about it. Someone says on the topic, if I find a black girl attractive and seemingly sound, I would chat to them black or white. That is, it's just the kind of way you go about it, isn't it? I mean, in fairness, this shouldn't be even something
about
that it shouldn't even, like, you shouldn't even have to write about this because it shouldn't really be an issue. But it is, unfortunately. Do you think, like, if this was, like, I've been in, say, London or in Paris and all that sort of thing, and it's very usual to see mixed race couples walk up and down streets and in cafes. It's just a done thing. No one bats an eyelid. But for some reason, maybe in this country, it's still unusual.
Yeah.
A lot of people texting. No, where can I find Philomena online? Well, she's off it, lads. So there you go. But at least you've attracted a bit of attention there. Seriously, I'm not even gonna send the numbers on, Philomena. That's a couple of bullets you won't dodge. Well, listen. Thank you for sharing that experience. And maybe, do you know what? Maybe some lads listening to this, who do kind of chat up women, whether they be black or from any other region, maybe
Asians,
Asians, you name it, maybe they can go about it a different way. Maybe be a bit more subtle next time, Philomena.
Yeah, a bit more subtle. That works.
Yes.
Goes a long way.
I wonder, subtlety isn't our strong point, though, I don't think.
Especially I would imagine so. No.
Yeah, especially with a couple of drinks on us as well. But anyway, sure, listen. Philomena, thank you for that. 53104 for 20 cents. Online dating in Ireland is a joke. Been chatting to plenty of girls and plenty of fish. Could be chatting for days. And as soon as you mention actually dating, they ignore you. Most women are on it for the attention. Someone says... maybe some of them are. Maybe some of them are on it for a bit of fun. Maybe not every single person that's on a dating website, you know, actually plans to meet up with someone. Maybe they're just on to see how they get on. Maybe see how they fare. Not everyone, I suppose, is online dating experts. Maybe people have just tried it in person and decide, you know what, I'll try this dating online dating lark and see how they get on. But maybe they don't actually intend on meeting up with anyone. 6797F104. And there's lots of people texting in saying they love black women. I suppose maybe plenty of fish, maybe the best place to go. But judging on what Philomena just said, maybe just be a little bit more subtle about it, lads. I know subtlety among Irish lads probably isn't our strong point, but they're lesson learned on that one.